You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. Political parties are putting a lot of effort into the youth vote here in Wisconsin. Some analysts say young people alone could decide the election. Ever since Kamala Harris was named the nominee, there has been about a 20% jump in enthusiasm from Wisconsin voters age 18 to 29. That means social media may play a bigger role than ever. Hilario De Leon is chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party.
Everyone's on it. We get our news from it. I have a TikTok account. I have my own social media platforms that I do. Any major, you know, corporation, company, sports team, political group, they all have social media.
Matthew Lehner is chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
Social media is one of the big reasons why Janet Protasiewicz did so well in the 2023 Supreme Court election. I think you're going to see that again in 2024.
14% of young Wisconsin voters are still undecided. That's more than double any other age group. New numbers show the job market has rebounded in Wisconsin since the pandemic, but it's not equal across the state. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum found while overall Wisconsin has more jobs now than it did in 2019, that doesn't mean every county is advancing in that category. 42 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have fewer jobs than they did before the pandemic. That means the state's strongest economic areas, like Dane and Milwaukee County, are carrying a lot of those jobs. And COVID-19 is on the rise here in Wisconsin. It's been spreading more and more since the end of June, according to the state's wastewater data monitoring program. But soon you'll be able to order more tests for free. The federal government is reviving its free tests by mail program. You'll be able to go to covidtest.gov and order 4 nasal swab test kits. All we know is that the program is set to go live in late September. Officials haven't given a specific date yet. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A River Falls man has died following a motorcycle crash in St. Croix County. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, 56-year-old Anthony Tibbetts of River Falls was on the ramp from South Highway 35 to I-94 in the town of Hudson when he lost control of his motorcycle and crashed on Thursday at around 1 p.m. He was taken to Regents Hospital following the crash, and on Sunday he was pronounced dead from the injuries he suffered in the crash. Authorities did not share if anything caused him to lose control of his motorcycle. One of the 4 suspects accused of being involved in the drive-by shooting death of an Altoona man has reached a plea agreement. According to court documents, 29-year-old Jamin Sullivan of Altoona entered a no-contest plea to amended charges of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Sullivan was one of 4 suspects in the death of 39-year-old Christopher Connor of Altoona. Authorities say he was found killed with a gunshot wound near the intersection of Bergen Avenue and Bellevue Avenue in September of 2022. A 16-year-old has been arrested after being accused of stealing vehicles and a firearm in Lake Halley. According to the Lake Halley police, an officer attempted to stop a suspicious vehicle over the weekend before it sped up and hit another parked vehicle on 131st Street. The driver of the car also sideswiped the patrol car as it attempted to flee, and both cars went into a ditch. The teenager then refused to get out of the car and was removed by the officer and taken into custody. He was taken to a juvenile detention facility. Republican surrogates for former President Donald Trump visited the Eau Claire County Republican Party office on Monday to rally supporters. Congressman Troy Nels from Texas was joined by speakers from the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Moms for Liberty, and the Wisconsin Faith and Freedom Coalition. Their speeches focused on illegal immigration, border security, schools, and taking jabs at the news media. Congressman Nels also referenced unsubstantiated claims that the 2020 election was stolen from former President Trump. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to get their firewood locally this fall to help crack down on the spread of invasive species. Untreated firewood is one of the most popular ways that invasive species like the emerald ash borer and spongy moth spread across the state. Earlier this year, the last county uninfected by the emerald ash borer had its first infestation. DNR officials are also reminding residents to leave unused firewood behind at their campsites to protect their own property from invasive species. Barron County officials have filed homicide charges against a man involved in a fatal crash 2 weeks ago. According to court documents, 45-year-old Stephen Anderson of Rice Lake is facing 8 charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle relating to the September 6th crash that killed a Cameron man. Authorities say Anderson was found slumped over his steering wheel with an open container in the car and smelling like alcohol. Blood and urine testing after the crash showed Anderson was intoxicated. Two new memorials honoring Chippewa Valley veterans were unveiled in Altoona over the weekend. On Sunday, the Chippewa Valley's Veteran Tribute Foundation officially unveiled the Global War on Terror Memorial and the Lemoyne K. Jevney Flag Retirement Station in River Prairie Park. During the ceremony, officials also shared that they're raising $150,000 for a World War II memorial. They hope the memorials will be an opportunity to educate the Chippewa Valley community on its history. A public health alert has been issued by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection for bratwursts made in Durand. According to a press release from the DATCP, the wild rice and cheddar cheese bratwursts and the wild rice and cranberry bratwursts from Maloney's Bologna contained wheat, a food allergen not listed on the product's labels. The affected bratwursts were sold at the company's retail store on or before September 17th. Officials say there have not yet been any reports of illnesses. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said they know all about Vikings running back Aaron Jones.
He's a problem. He is, and he looks really good. And I've been able to watch him a little bit. Certainly, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever had the privilege to coach, a guy like that, just in terms of how he goes about his business, and still got a lot of love for him.
LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have 6 games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for 3 games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next 2 Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first 3 seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's 4th season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on ex-Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into ex-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. Netflix released a trailer for the new Sam Raimi film called Don't Move. The Hollywood Reporter says the thriller is about a grieving woman who heads to the woods to find peace, but instead finds a man who injects her with a drug that will paralyze her. The movie will premiere on Netflix October 25th, and the trailer can be seen on YouTube. The Office is the gift that keeps on giving. Remember Creed Bratton, the creepy, enigmatic, elderly employee who had no idea what his job title was or what he did at the company? Bratton recently posted a photo on Instagram with his fellow office mates, Dwight, Oscar, and Meredith. Fans flooded the post with comments. In his years since The Office, he has been acting and working as a musician, which is how he got his start in show business. And in case you're wondering, Creed was in charge of quality assurance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow sunshine 76 on Thursday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.